Milwaukee and Madison are already part of the U.S. Energy Department's Solar American Cities Partnership. That means federal, state, and local officials are teaming up with electric utilities and others to bring more solar power to the community. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he envisions more solar panels across the city.
And it's not going to be 100% transformational, but I think that there are homes or businesses who will see it as part of their energy mix. And I stress that this is not going to be something that is going to displace any traditional energy source. It's going to complement energy sources.
Barrett says he's glad that Congress has extended some tax credits for solar energy systems to the year 2016. The credit is for 30% of the cost of the system, up to $2,000. After December 31st of this year, the cap will be removed for photovoltaic systems, but not solar water heaters. Gene Hoffman is sustainability manager for the city of Madison. She says the credits will be a big help in a lot of communities.
I think that before that bill passed, we definitely were seeing kind of a rush of people trying to get their system in before the tax credit expired. Now that it is extended, and not only that, better in 2009 with there being no cap for residential installations, it's just one more reason why people are going to really look at solar seriously.
Hoffman says Madison also wants solar to be part of a balanced energy mix and won't be cutting down shade trees to place solar panels on more roofs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.